We want to thank ESPN's Chris Mortensen and Peter Roby. Monday's show, Advantage. Luke Jensen continues. Golf's Gary McCord and the NFL playoffs, the Super Bowl matchup with Michael Strahan and Len Dawson. Here's somebody you might recognize.
Serena made it. Serena, she still looks out of shape to me. She knows she's still missing on a lot of points, but it's how she won this thing 2 years ago.
It's how Serena won the thing 2 years ago, out of shape. What do you think this means to Serena Williams? Is this a moment of truth for her, Luke?
There's no doubt about it. I don't understand why she's even coming down here. I mean, it's hard to get to Australia and compete at the very highest of levels. And Serena, she's got the eye of the tiger. She likes to compete. But you know what? You've got to come down prepared. You just can't roll the dice and expect to play. It's got to be a little bit embarrassing when she steps on the court and she isn't prepared. She is a half a step slower, if not a one full step slower. But you know what? It's amazing. Players are so intimidated by the 2003 Serena Williams. They're not seeing across the net. This is really a shell of the player. She still has the inner confidence and the drive, but she has spent too much time doing other things instead of preparing. You've got to win these slams, you've got to prepare 4 or 6 hours a day, months in advance.
Dr. Jacobs, what would be the look-in-the-mirror question you would ask Serena to ask herself to get herself to that next level, which she has been missing now for a couple years?
Well, I'd ask her to go back to when she was at her peak and ask her to look at herself now and say, what's different? What's different about you inside? What's different about you outside? Do you want to be where you were? Do you want to be better than where you were? That's the question. And if she can't answer that question honestly, she's not going to make that step.
All right, final thoughts, Luke.
Well, I think the biggest thing in sports and in life is to be passionate about what you do. Go and do something that just drives your spirit and drives your soul to the next level. It'll never be work. It'll be something that you do because there's a love that you will look back on and say, you know what, a journey, a travel journey worth taking.
That's great advice for all of you parents and you kids. Find that passion no matter what it is. Make sure it's true and real. Luke Jensen, we'll see you Monday, brother. Appreciate it.
Anytime. The power to eight, baby. The power of eight.
You got it, man. Dr. Jacobs, again, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can check out my website, which is winnersunlimited.com, and check out my products there, and send me an email.
All right, winnersunlimited.com. Thanks for listening. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights from today and the other shows. Again, Monday, Michael Strahan, Len Dawson, Gary McCord, and Luke Jensen. We'll see you then.